Hello, ladies and gentlemen, things of the night and things of the bright. How goes it tonight? Jazzy, are you with me?
I am.
Are we rocking the Casbah?
Rocking the what?
Okay. It's an old show, sorry. Oh, and the cat box, too. Sure, whatever works. Whatever works. So, are we well stocked on our bath salts there, Jazzy?
If we're talking about the ones that you can soak in the bathtub, yes.
Okay.
The other ones, no.
Because how are you going to know the difference? They're everywhere. They're an infestation. They're getting everywhere. We're kicking it and doing it, and it's going to be all good. Right?
Very true.
So that was the donut show. Donuts gone wild. Did you get your fill, Jazzy?
Has me craving donuts now, so I'm going to have to run and get some donuts.
Okay. Well, I had my donuts earlier today, so I'm good. Well, hey, here's a good question, and for the people in the chat room, what is your favorite kind of donut?
My favorite kind of donut is a strawberry-filled frosted donut.
Sounds a little fruity for me.
I like fruity, though.
Okay. Whatever works for you, right?
Exactly. What's your favorite kind?
Well, I'm particularly particular to Boston cream.
Mmm.
And maple. And just here in Canada, I don't know if it's in the States or not, but they have a maple Boston cream, which has got a maple fill and a maple icing. Because I likes my sugar and I likes my maple. Mm-mm.
I know we have like a maple icing on some down
here.
Yeah,
but is it real maple or is it fake maple?
Yeah. See, I wouldn't know the difference.
Well,
but
okay.
I'm not sure about maple filling.
Maple is good, like caramel, but stronger. So,
caramel.
Do you know what we're talking about tonight?
Zombies.
On today's wonderful, wonderful show of the After Rot, After Rot?
Zombies and stuff and...
Stuff. People who know me well enough to know that I like stuff. I collect stuff. As I look around my place right now, I have a lot of stuff. Just stuff. So I decided today we were going to talk about merchandising mayhem. Because, you know, ever since that whole little movie called Star Wars came out in the 80s, stuff has been good as a product and killary to any kind of merchantable license that's been out there. Comic books, movies, TV shows, you know, stuff.
Stuff's all fun to get, too.
Oh, yes. Stuff is great to get. So I'm going to also ask people to tell in the chat room, because there's a few of them there. Wow, quite a few of them. Yay. What's your favorite piece of stuff? I'm looking around trying to find my favorite one. And I'd have to say that my particular favorite one is a statue that I have of Galactus from Bowen Designs. It's a nice 20-inch statue. It's and if you're familiar with Galactus, you know he's the devourer of worlds. Big dude in the old Marvel Universe. I picked that one up a few years ago. Right after that would then be my Karen Cooper Night of the Living Dead bobblehead. I like bobbleheads. They're wacky. They go, bubble, 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 bubble.
And you can ask them a question, and they always say yes.
Not necessarily.
Mine always say yes.
Do you have bubble heads?
I used to.
Oh.
I don't know where they went. There was a move, and things got lost in the move. And
ooh, look at that. So we've got a couple of responses now. The original Starscream Transformer from EW. That's a good little collectible. Worth a couple hundred bucks now online if you can find it in good condition. TJ's talking about firearms. I don't know if I can talk about that. Fatty, I have no comment to say on the gentleman's name, has a collection of G.I. Joes. That's some good, awesome, cool... And I wonder if he has any of them that still have the elastic bands in them, because they used to break. They like... the ones... See, I did the exact same thing with my G.I. Joes as a kid. I was out by a gravel pit. We'd put them with firecrackers and a parachute and throw them over the edge and light them on fire, and they'd go, PAM!
That was cool.
And
it sounds like my brother and destroying my Barbies.
We used to do that, too. Although I like Mirror's answer, antique cutlery. That sounds neat. Professor T mentions about Life magazine from 96, from 66. Ooh, that's cool. Sean Connery. Nice. Still, it was never released in plastic. Somebody put it in the plastic. Professor, you have to change the plastic every couple of years. If you don't, it could damage your magazine, just so you know. Unless you got the really, 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 really good plastic. Just saying. Oh, and Hellion, he collects books. We have another friend in common who has a lot more books than I do. I got a couple thousand books as well. But this guy, Jake, who's here. Oh, yep, he's there. He's got lots of books.
Tiger Who Wolf. Doesn't collect books? My mom has an entire library full of romance novels.
I have no comment.
That's what she likes to read.
I'm being facetious, yes. Any book is a good book in my book because you know what? Reading is good, makes your brain smarter, makes your head wonderful. And I just
the received, romance isn't your cup of tea.
Romance is definitely not my cup of tea. And I just received a news bit breaking it. It is apparently Wolfie's birthday today. Happy birthday, Wolfie!
Happy birthday, Pam!
See, I was going to say her real name online. Way to go, Jazzy! Now she's going to be found.
Pam from Paranormal.
I'm sticking with the because you know what? That's just funny sounding. So, what other kinds of collectible stuff have you ever seen?
See, I'm more into the girly collectible stuff, like Barbies and...
There is some cool girly stuff. Not that I collect any of it, but there is some cool girly stuff. At my place, I try to bring in some collectible girly stuff, but it's hard. But the girly stuff is getting collectible on the weird side. They're going into the goth demented phase for collectibles for women. Things like the Living Dead dolls. They're cool. They're weird. They're wacky. And every single little girl that walks up says, I want one. Why? It's ew. Why do you want one then? Because it's ew. It's like, okay. Fine. Whatever. And Fatty, just so you know, I'm reading the chat room as well. And Helen, I've got lots of posters too. Fatty's mentioned about Playboy magazines. There are some of those that are worth a fair bit of money. Quite a bit. Especially the Marilyn Monroe. Was it Marilyn Monroe? Marilyn Monroe one, I think, is the one that's big, 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 big bucks. And I think the first issue of Playboy, which was really, really tame compared to today's standards. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I did not mean to cough. They've got some real good value there. Posters. There's some really cool posters you can find out as well. There's a place out here called Movie Poster Warehouse. They just have thousands of posters, mostly movie bill posters. But there's... Oh, Iron Maiden. Ooh. I'm going over to Hellion's place to steal his posters.
All right, I'll hold down the fort. You go over to Hellion's place. Hellion, watch out.
So I'm going to make him jealous, though, because I have a bunch of Iron Maiden action figures. I have 5 different Iron Maiden action figures. The best and coolest one is the one from Number of the Beast. 18-inch, big sucker. With the big Eddie going, looking mean, all mean. And with the little devil in there, too. It's cool. As you can guess, I also like action figures. Just a couple. But the Barbies you mentioned for the girlies. Did you know that the Barbie action figures are... they've been around for a very long time. And in recent years, they've been sub-licensing it to... God only knows anybody. They had a Bad Girls of DC, so all of the villainesses. People like Poison Ivy, Harlequin, a few others as well. They had the King Kong Barbie. During the Lord of the Rings, when that was out, they had the Lord of the Rings. What's her face was Barbie and... Oh, my God. Elf Boy. Who was Elf Boy?
Elf Boy.
Elf Boy. Legolas. Legolas was Ken.
Oh, really?
Yep. Really cool figure. Well done, but it still kind of looks really Barbie-ish.
Yeah.
But that's what you expect from Barbie. Barbie was meant to be, oh, look, this is the perfect woman. No. Nobody can ever be that kind of body shape form without serious pain. Oh yeah, I've seen, and as Samantha Mitches mentions, the Wicked Witch Barbie. I've seen that one. That one was nifty. I think it's worth quite a bit because you don't see very much of the... my mind is really killing me today. Not Alice in Wonderland. Dorothy.
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. Thank you. You don't see very many collectibles for Wizard of Oz. They came out with a series of brushes, little hand mirrors, and the whole... These are all the little small girls type thing use pieces. But then I never saw them. They were in the solicitation magazine for products to order. Then they never delivered them. I was really pissed off because that stuff would have sold like hotcakes.
Yeah.
But, merchandising, the mayhem. Everything seems to come out now. TV, okay. So you've got your presidents of the United States, and you know in Canada we have prime ministers, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, Samantha just made me drool. She has a Betty Page doll. We like Betty Page. Betty Page is awesome. Now I have to ask her which one. I may have to come over to Samantha's place, too. I was talking about something, wasn't I? Dag nabbit! Yes, Canada, prime ministers. So, they even... It's not worth $1,000. I have the Jungle Betty. Okay, what size, Samantha? 6-inch, 18-inch, what size? Because I have the 6-inch Jungle Betty as well. Still in the box. Also had the sleazy camera. Ooh. Uh-oh. I may have to be checking some information online later. that could be interesting. I may have that one. Okay, see what kind of fun, interesting things you can find on the show? All kinds of interesting. But back to what I was talking about, Prime Ministers of Canada. They even have action figures of the first two Prime Ministers of Canada.
Really?
Yep, Sir John A. Macdonald and Sir Wilfrid Laurier. I've had both of them in my hands at one point in time. They're actually really, really well done. Nice figures. Ended up being bought by two professors of history, of course, but... they're They're really cool. They're well done. I believe there's also the first couple of presidents of the states have been done as well. With bobbleheads, I know they've done things like there's the Thinkers series with Edgar Allan Poe, H.P. Lovecraft, Sigmund Freud, Albert Einstein. There's a whole series of the big brain guy. We like big brains, you know, zombies. Zombies are here. We like the big brains. Then they also have a whole series of Jesus action figures and Jesus bobbleheads. The funniest one I ever saw was Jesus on a surfboard.
Jesus on a surfboard? I'm going to have to Google this.
Jesus on a surfboard, action figures, and bobblehead. And Hellion, not yet. Haven't seen an Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter action figure yet. However, I'm sure they'll come out with some. But what I was trying to say. So for every kind of movie property that they come out with, every kind of TV property they come out with, they bring something out. Okay? Some kind of product, some kind of merchandising. And what I've noticed is the more merchandising they bring out, the less good, that's my good English going on here, less good the movie is. Green Lantern had pages and pages and pages of merchandise coming out. Four or five different waves of action figures, clothing pieces, knickknacks, rings, badges, fridge magnets, all kinds of stuff. Oh, Samantha keeps mentioning stuff that she has that I want to take from her. She has to stop that. No, keep going talking about it. That's good. Potato heads. Yeah, they did potato heads too. If you want a really good... If you want to get a good laugh, look up Potato Head Collections. There's a Kiss Potato Head Collection, which is just funny as hell. There's a Beatles one. And there's also, what was it, Darth Vader and C-3PO, I think. If I remember correctly? I think that was it. What do you think of Potato Heads? Jazzy.
They're fun, but going from the whole... I watch children. They like to put little pieces in their mouth. And
okay, they're not good for kids to be around. No. Not good for the kiddies. My place, just so everybody's aware, children are not allowed in here. Not. They will be killed if they come close to taking any of my stuff. Or touching any of my stuff. Because all of my stuff is in perfect condition. I do not let kids play with my stuff. Do you know why? Because parents are usually upset when I kill their kids afterwards. Because they played with my stuff and they broke it. Not a good idea. Not good. No. Bad idea. Bad idea. Not the one. No. Not the one. No. Bad idea. Oh, and I didn't even mention trading cards. Trading cards used to be a whole big thing, too. They still release them. Let's see. I've got the previews catalog in front of me here right now. And what's the cool trading card they've got coming out? Maybe, I don't know if they got any cool trading cards coming out anymore. I don't really like most of the ones that they got. What I used to like was the art cards. So things like, speaking of Betty Page, Olivia. I can never pronounce her last name, so I don't try anymore. They've got Walking Dead trading cards coming out. Ooh, cool. I might get those. The comic book ones they always put out. Oh, Kitty is mentioned. Hi, Kitty. Has mentioned that she collects Pez. There are some really expensive Pezes out there. I think the original Death Star Pez from Star Wars is worth a couple $100 or whatever. But yeah, they keep putting out Pez for everything now too. I see it in the catalog all the time. But I just can't get refillable Pezes. They even tried to do... instead of... You remember Rockets? The candies?
I do not.
They're out every Halloween. Little round candies and the little twist type thing. They're just pure sugar.
Candy corn?
No, not candy corn. But they're really easily available. They're like available in any candy store. So they tried to make a Pez like that. It wasn't Pez. It was some other no-name stuff. That would take the Rockets instead of Pez. But coolness, either way. So one of the favorite trading cards I had was the Art Series. There's Frank Buzzetta, Mike Ploog, Boris Vallejo. I have all these series. There's a Vampirella series. I just recently acquired the Lady Death trading card series.
Okay, Mr. Zombie Zach.
What?
I just looked up your Rockets candy.
Yes?
Those are Smarties.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, you must be looking up the wrong Rockets.
No, here, I'll send you an image. No,
you have the wrong Rockets. These. Oh, that's right, I've had this discussion before. In the States, some places call them Smarties. They're not. They're called Rockets. It's what it says on the package. Look,
no,
there's a picture. That's
a picture. I just had some earlier today. They're called Smarties.
No, they're not. They're called Rockets. That's what it says on the package. Look.
No.
Look at the picture I just sent you. Look at it.
I know. I see that. But I also see some on here named Smarties.
Yes.
And
that's because
I had some
people
earlier today.
Made them that.
I had some earlier today, and the package said Smarties.
Okay. That's a lie. They lied to you. They're lying to you with Smarties. They're not Smarties. They're Rockets. Either way, they are yummy stuff.
Yes, they are.
And as TJ was inclined to point out, the difference between U.S. and Canada is you guys down there might call them Smarties. We call them Rockets. Just like the way that you guys spell donuts the wrong way. They're made from dough, people! Dough! That's okay, I'm going to have fun with that the one time, and then I leave it alone. So, t-shirts. T-shirts are some good market merchantability. I have my favorite t-shirt right now, which is from my, of course, zombie inclination. It is... You know Wendy's? You like Wendy's? Everybody loves Wendy's. They make good burgers.
I like their chicken.
They make good chicken, too.
Yes.
And I'm now jealous again of Hellion. He has some Iron Maiden shirts. Mine, of course, are all dead because they were from a long time ago. I don't have any current ones. They tend to get worn out when I wear t-shirts because, you know, I'm dead. But my favorite t-shirt right now is, you know, the logo from Wendy's? Hey, little cute red-headed pigtailed girl and Wendy's. Mine is called Zombies. Old-fashioned brain eaters.
Awesome.
I think so. And right after that is my favorite, is, you know, the Obama picture where we can change. It's got the multicolor thing or whatever. Very popular poster type image thing. It's
yes.
Been memed a lot. My other one that I love more recently, Yes, We Cannibal! And his ear is falling off and he's very zombified. So, t-shirts. T-shirts are a very popular merchant. Oh, for the love of God, zombie, spit it out. Merchantability. What else do we got? Ooh, Godzilla! Yeah, Godzilla t-shirts. Action figures. Fun. Yes, we can. Screw America. Yeah, if you really wanna. What other cool things? I don't know if anybody remembers Sleestaks from... oh my gosh. Darn doogity doogity doogities. No, it's not Gazira, Professor T. Yes, the Land of the Lost. That was it. You know, I love having a chat room here because I know I'm getting old and I'm dead, so my memory starts spitting out a little bit and the pieces fall off and things. And people can remind me of stuff. Because, you know, you get old, you have these things called memory bits. There's an official term for it, so I'm not going to go into it. But you remember that fraction of the thing, and then... the other fraction of the thing that you want to remember, there's a disconnect there. It's like the neurons between the two have just decided, nah, screw you, we're not going there. What? The guy who played Dr. House will be the villain on the remake of RoboCop? What? Really? That could be fun. That could be fun.
Really?
Slack bladder. Oh my. Okay. So moving on. G.I. Joe. He made a popular return. I don't know why, but they really tried to bring him back in a big way. That first movie sucked. I'm sorry. But it did. Second movie looks good, though. That was my quick segue back to G.I. Joe's. And you know what? G.I. Joe's. They had the goofy little elastic bands in them that kept the joints. So they didn't have, like, the joints that we use see now in action figures. They had these elastic bands inside that kept the two pieces, the leg attached to the torso to the arm and everything. And do you know what happens to an elastic band when it gets old?
It, like, gets hard and brittle and breaks.
It gets snappy! So this is why a lot of action figures for G.I. Joe's from the old days, you don't see them in good condition anymore. They break very easily when they get old. They're brittle. You'll have to handle them with care, with gentle hands, with tenderness, as it were. Sorry, lapsing into a voice there that I don't know what the hell it's coming from. But Doctor Who, oh, I like this t-shirt. Keep calm and bring hand grenades. I like it. Yep. So some of the other popular collectible stuff that I always get asked about is what they call, ooh, Stretch Armstrong. That's a good one. And, whoa. And the $6 million man, not $6 million man, but his boss, Oscar Goldman. Ooh. Can I get a woo?
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Samantha's tagged me in all her toys. I'm going to have to check that out later. Got to stay focused here, people. Focused. Focused on merchandising.
Arrgh. She's trying to distract you with Facebook.
I believe she is. I think I'm going to not look at that right now. Because she's telling me I might fall out of my chair.
We can't have you falling out of your chair.
I'm not worried about that because in probably the next couple of weeks, this chair is going to break in half.
Really?
Yeah, I tend to wear out some of my chairs because of the way I sit. I sit and I rock in my chairs, and they're not rocking chairs. Oh, well, you know what? They only cost a couple of bucks. I get a new one. It's no big deal, right? No, no big deal. So, G1 Transformers, which to the layperson is Generation 1, which is the original Transformer toys that came out way the hell back in the 80s, were some of the coolest stuff, because you know what Transformers are, right? Robots that transform? More than meets the eye? Down, down, down. So, they were metal, they were cool, they'd actually do the whole 9 yards, transform into the robot, and then transform back into a car or whatever, and they were cool as hell. And we, of course, broke ours. I had a few when I was a kid. I should never have done what I did with my toys when I was a kid. But hey, kids don't look at that shit the same way, right?
Right.
Do you still have your Barbies from when you were a kid?
I actually gave them away, but they were still in good condition when I had them. The ones that my brother didn't get a hold of.
Oh, did he go all crazy and do the cut them all up and really, like,
rip their heads off?
Oh, so have you seen the movie Toy Story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evil.
But you want to watch a good toy movie, watch Small Soldiers.
Yeah, I've seen that one, too.
I like that one. The soldiers get on with Barbie in another scene. It's like, that was funny. So yes, G1 Transformers. These suckers are expensive if you find them in good condition. They can be like $800, $400 or whatever. Big wheels? Yes. I had one of those as a kid. Maybe more than one. And yes, they would break. But they were fun to ride. Hot Wheels? little die-cast cars. They do that on all kinds of stuff. I know Kitty's in the room. She's talking about Batman stuff recently, and she has a collection of Batman Hot Wheels that she's trying to work on, which I may show her some pictures later on of some that I have that might make her jealous. But oh well. Hot Wheels, they've got a couple of kinds that are really collectible, some that are just general average. They call Redline. That's because they're just specially collect limited editions, and they only make a small number of them. That's because they just want to really screw you out of more money. And because they're cool. And along with that, which I didn't go into, but I'm going to talk about right now, with the action figures, and sometimes with the statues. Like, my thing right now is statues. I love my statues. I don't have as many as a friend of mine. He's got a couple hundred. It's like, whoa, dude, you got a problem, man. Seriously, that's a problem. You got a bunch. There's a whole bunch there. Like, seriously. So, the variants. This is the thing that drives collectors up the wall sometimes. Action figures. Your regular series. Okay, you got five figures in the set. Series. Yay! Wait. They made variants of them all. Oh no! Now I gotta get them all. Oh gosh! They only made one out of 1,000 for that one. Crap! You know what I mean?
Yup.
And some of these variants, there's not much difference to them. Spawn, McFarlane action figures. They had a series of action figures for one of the characters. Her name was Angela. She's basically a spawn killer. She hunts the spawns and kills them. And the one variant that was driving some people up the wall was the only thing different was the color of the tattoo on her leg. One was blue, that was the normal one, and one was green. And that was the variant. Or sorry, one of the variants, the hardest one. And that was the, like, maybe 1 in 10,000. And this is where it gets real silly sometimes. I mean, I understand why the collectors do it, because, like, that's cool. That's the very last one I have in my collection I don't need anymore. I've got the last one! I can die now. Cool. But the companies that put that stuff out, they know it's a money grab. They know people will nuts over this stuff. And it's amusing. So comics, they do now like this. They make special variant editions as well. You'll have a foil cover or a special one that has the little extra card in it, or it's got the gatefold poster, or now, well, unfortunately, some of the comics I collect, they have the multiple covers. Hate it, hate it, hate it. Actually, love it, love it, love it, because I get all the artwork. So I'm kind of crazy that way. So you know what?
It's what?
I think it's time. Where is that EW guy?
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a giant bird!
It's an egg!
It's Superman!
Superman, a being no larger than an ordinary man, but possessed of powers and abilities never before realized on Earth. Able to leap into the air an eighth of a mile at a single bound, hurdle a 20-story building with ease, race a high-powered bullet to its target, lift tremendous weights, and rend solid steel in his bare hands as though it were paper. Superman, strange visitor from a distant planet, champion of the oppressed, physical marvel extraordinary, who has sworn to devote his existence on Earth to helping those in need. But before we bring you the almost unbelievable story of how Superman arrived on Earth, a message from the Blank Corporation, makers of Blanco, that extra-rich, full-flavored breakfast food with a new taste thrill. Now for the story of Superman. And as it begins, we ask you to come with us on a far journey, a journey that takes us millions of miles from Earth, where the planet Krypton burns like a green star in the endless heavens. Here, civilization is far advanced. It has brought forth a race of supermen, men and women like ourselves, but advanced to the absolute peak of human perfection. As we near Krypton, we see high walls and gleaming turrets. We approach the magnificent Temple of Wisdom. There, in a great hall, Jor-El, Krypton's foremost man of science, is addressing a meeting of the planet's governing council.
Attention, gentlemen. Attention. Jor-El speaks.
Members of the council, I have completed my solar calculations, and much as I dread uttering these words, I have come to the conclusion Krypton is doomed.
Gentlemen, 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 hear him out.
These internal quakes we have been experiencing, these volcanic eruptions, tidal waves, gas escaping from giant craters, all point to only one thing. Krypton is utterly and finally doomed.
One moment, gentlemen. One moment. There is no cause for anxiety. I am certain Jor-El has made a mistake. True, we have had a few minor quakes and eruptions, but nothing very serious. There must be some error in your calculations, Jor-El.
No, no, there is no error, Rosanne. I only wish there were. The sun is gradually drawing Krypton. The ground is that Krypton will not be able to weather the strain. And then our planet will explode like a giant bubble, destroying every living thing on it.
Assuming for the moment, Jor-El, that what you say is true, how are we to avoid it? What can we do to stop it?
There is only one way. As you all know, I have been working on a spaceship designed for interplanetary travel. With time and united effort, we might transport the entire population of Krypton to another world.
Impossible. Where would we go?
To the Earth. My studies tell me the atmosphere of the Earth is very nearly the same as our own.
You have been working too hard, Jor-El. You need a rest. Now, believe me, we have the utmost respect for your knowledge and integrity, but this is carrying it too far. Planets as large as Krypton do not explode, Jor-El.
Do you hear that? It is the forewarning of doom. Every moment is precious now. Quakes like that are sounding the death knell of Krypton. It will happen, and happen soon.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and people in the chat room, friends of all sorts, was from the original Adventures of Superman radio show from the 30s, and I downloaded that from archive.org, public domain stuff for everyone to listen to, classic, classic, classic stuff, and everybody should listen to it a little bit more, because that was when entertainment was only audio-based. They didn't have no fancy TVs back then. It was imagination for the mind. What'd you think of that, Jazzy?
I love those kinds of radio shows where it's like big stories and it lets you paint the image in your head of what's going on.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, Samantha gave me a link to some of her toys that she has, and I have to go and, I may have to go and steal some of her stuff.
You looked at it, didn't you?
I did. But, what she doesn't know, which I may have mentioned and she may not have caught, because she seems to have a few Munsters action figures, toys, stuffed things and all that, they came out with a whole new release of really well done action figures. They're the premium action figures. Same people who do the Marvel Select action figures and another series by DC for the entire Munsters family. So you got Herman, you got Lily, you got Grandpa. That's the first three in the series. And then, and I can never remember what's her name. Lily. No, Lily was the mom. What was the daughter's name? Come on, chat room. What's the daughter's name? The attractive girl who they always said was ugly. Marilyn. So Marilyn and Eddie are going to be a two-piece action figure set coming out, I think. Next month, I think. Computer says, I think next month. Yes. Really cool stuff. Oh, and the one thing I miss is my Munsters bobbleheads. They only had to answer to Warduck, the new ones. They had Lily, Herman, and Grandpa in bobbleheads. Oh! Hogan's Heroes bobbleheads. Those were cool. So it was Hogan, Colonel Klink, and Sergeant Schultz. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. Yeah. Fun stuff. So, what other cool stuff do we have to talk about? Let's look in the book. Oh! Baseball hats. I don't really care about that. Aha! So, you know what is coming up in a couple of months?
I could guess a few things, but I'm not sure.
Think of the month October.
October.
I'm going to be really surprised.
Oktoberfest. Drinking.
Oh, my goodness. Am I a horror writer?
Halloween.
Halloween! Yo! So guess... Now, they're already... The catalog Diamond Previews, they put out what's called pre-solicitation, stuff that's coming out in months from now. They will list out a whole bunch of stuff that you can order now and you can get when it comes out in a couple of months. I just repeated myself because I do that. Guess what kind of costumes are going to be very popular this year? Two main kinds.
I guess the zombie ones.
Well, there's the zombie ones for The Walking Dead, absolutely. They're pretty cool as hell. I may have to get some masks because those are just neat.
And zombie ones or superheroes.
Subcategory Avengers. Superheroes. What is the number one selling movie? Oh, come on, War Dog. John Carter? Dude, there's going to be nothing coming out for John Carter. Because as I like the movie, by the way, really good movie. Well done, good story, good effects. Visuals are awesomely mind-stunning. But Disney didn't want it to succeed. Or, sorry, the marketing people, the current generation marketing people, didn't want it to succeed, whereas the original marketing people who put it together, they wanted it to succeed, and blah, 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 politics, blah, 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 blah. Blah! Good movie. Watch it. It is a good movie. But there will be no merchandise for it, which really kind of sucks. But la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So the number one selling movie this year was The Avengers. There's going to be a crap ton of action figures coming out for The Avengers. I'm looking at the list right now. It's like you got your Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Hulk. They're just going to go stupid with it, which is funny. I like it, but whatever. It is what it is, right? Yes, War Dog, right. I'm getting the Black Widow costume for myself.
Oh. Can we have pictures of that?
Yes. I'll make sure to do that.
Good.
I'll make sure to put my sexiest pose with me as the Black Widow, kicking so high, as Married with Children guy says. Man, I'm old. I'm forgetting stuff. Yes, Chipmunk, I do not have the cleavage to pull it off. But that's all right. I'm Dom Sexy.
Oh, you can make the cleavage.
I know. I have Photoshop. I do have that power. I have the power. I can make things look bigger in the picture than they really are. As it were.
Samantha said duct tape.
I saw that. No, that's, I'll leave that to you. You like the duct tape.
I do love the duct tape.
Going back to stuff. So, now it is time for this week's What Comic Grooviness Did We Get This Week? So, we will start off with Vampirella number 18. And guess what? That has four covers. Do I have all four of them? Jazz.
My guess is yes.
Yes, all four covers are for me. We have Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yay! How many covers does that one have? Two! I have them both. Yum, yum. Marvel Zombies Destroy. These six series of Marvel Zombies, because you know what? We just can't get enough of Marvel Zombies. And Wardog is asking a question mark interrogative Vampirella. Yes, there's a new series of Vampirella, Wardog. It's been out for now 18 months. Just check it out. A couple of spin-off series, too. Vampirella vs. the Scarlet Legion, Vampirella vs. Dracula, something that came out last week called Prophecy, which was a Red Sonja Vampirella-Dracula crossover. Fun stuff. Oh, one of my favorite all-time companies that puts out comic books, Zinescope. Grim Fairy Tales Annual, 2012. Oh, does it have more than one cover? Yes, it does. Demon Knights, number 10. I really like this cover. That's just nasty looking. Cool. Behold, the Undead King. Darr. Yes, yes. Frankenstein, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., number 10 as well. Good stuff. The regular issue of Grim Fairy Tales, number 74. I'm hoping they keep it good, because you know what I say about issue number 100s, right? Right? Right?
You don't like them after 100.
They generally get silly, stupid, and boring, and repetitive, and like, blah. Lady Death, Origins Cursed, number 3. Is there multiple covers of that? Yes, but I've decided I'm only getting one cover of that all the time, and it's always the wrap. Wraparound cover. Love my wraparound covers. Witchblade versus Red Sonja. Because you know what? They just had to. I'm still confused as to why they did that one. I think that one was just to sell more comics. Oh, wait. And sorry, Jake. There is no new Grimjack. That kind of died. Unfortunately, sir. Sorry for your luck, Chuck. Wait. I have a news bit coming in. Oh, no. Earlier today, there were reports of bizarre activity. What a surprise.
Where at?
Occurring in the town of Zafra, Spain. 16,000 plus souls in that little city. Random acts of violence and ritualistic mutilation of bodies were reported to have been occurring. Urban pacification teams, however, have been dispatched to the area and report that everything is under control and that there is no reason for concern. Citizens should just relax and continue to live their lives the way they're normally used to. Mwah. And
glad to hear it's under control.
To answer JWF in the chat room, I actually have a couple of American flag issues of that comic book. I wasn't a big fan. But back to some more stuff and merchandise. Marketing. Yay. Stuff. You know what has become a fairly popular merchant item? Playing cards. So your regular deck of playing cards?
Mm-hmm.
Licensed. Oh, by the way, if Samantha's still around, just so you know, there's a Betty Page series, which is awesome. Awesome pictures. Every single, well, I wouldn't say every single, but 52 different pictures of Betty from classic images from Jungle Betty to Sleazy Betty to BDSM Betty and everything else, and they're really good. But they also have a variety of Batman, Superman, regular Marvel, as they say in the book, Mass Effect, which is a video game. Jazzy, have you ever played Mass Effect?
I have not. I've heard of it.
Oh, they have Walking Dead action figures that came out a couple months ago, by the way. Ooh, it's Samantha, if you're still into the Betty, there's also a comic book, Betty Page in Danger, which takes pictures of Betty and other pinup models and puts them in connection as panels in a comic book and then puts different dialogue bubbles and it carries a whole story through it. I think the last one had her in prison trying to escape with some other models, and it's kind of odd, but it was neat. And the action figures that bug me? Mini Mates. Okay. You have Lego-style action figures. Tiny little guys. An inch. Two inch. That sort of thing. But they're square. Square heads, square bodies, square arms, square legs. They look like Lego figures. Apparently some people buy them. I don't get it. It's really driving me up the wall. But hey, everybody's entitled to whatever, right?
Right.
Oh, Star Trek replica toys. Replica toys. Replica, replica, replica toys. Say that five times real fast. The communicator, the tricorder, the phaser. Make real phaser noises. Pew, pew! Wait, where is that? wait. Hold for it. May not have been heard too well, but okay. I'll live with that.
Was that a kitty?
No, that was a pew!
Oh. It sounded like a kitty meowing to me.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it'll sound much better when I put it in post. Wicked Witch of the West, Mr. Potato Head. It's coming out in a couple of months. Looks neat. Oh, Wonder Woman and Superman Potato Heads. I don't think I'm going to get that. But if you are interested... Oh, and the Lego sets. I don't get the Lego sets. All of these weird... Hey, let's make a Lego set for Lord of the Rings, the Mines of Moria set. Why? I like what the one guy did online... and Hellion will know this one. He should have seen it. I think I posted it in a couple of different places. The guy did the scenes from Dante's Inferno, the 9 levels of hell, in Lego. Now, you can't buy these pieces. You can't do the series on their own. But he modified all the pieces to make it look perfect, like scenes from hell. So for the 9 levels of hell, where you got like gluttony, lust, what else was there? Really cool. Look it up. Lego, Hell, Dante. Awesome, cool stuff. Now, I see we're getting pretty close to the end here. Do we have an update on the gaming scenarios there, young lady? Anything new, fancy, fun, frivolously? By the way, I have a game that I'm looking forward to picking up soon.
And what game is that?
Lollipop Chainsaw.
That one sounds interesting.
It's a cheerleader. She's running around with a chainsaw. She's killing zombies. And her boyfriend is remaining as a head. And he's still alive. And she's on her hip. On a chain. And the whole game is just mindless, senseless. I'm going to kill stuff. Zooms. And apparently Samantha's going to dress like her for the Comic-Con. Cool. Well, the one thing is they've got a whole bunch of different mods for it. I mean, I've seen mods for where the main girl is some of the girls from DOA, from Street Fighter as well, a few other things. Really cool looking game. I'm looking forward to picking it up eventually. So, coming up next, we've got Free Pie Night. And I believe that Mr. EW will be talking and chatting with Denning Powell from Hawaii. He's an author, makes words and books and print and stuff, you know? And then after that, we have Mental Candy. I want candy. Bow, bow. And they'll be talking with some lovely people, too. As Samantha in the chat room, and Joan, who is still listening but may not necessarily be here right now, is listening, too. And Jazzy, do you have any last words you'd like to say?
Bippity boppity boop. I don't know where that came from.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.